President of the Assembly, the Director General, Dr. Shan, fellow ministers and heads of delegations. Mr. President, I wish to congratulate you on your appointment. I also wish to thank Dr. Shan for her leadership of our organization and for her passion and commitment to ensure that we make progress in strengthening health services globally. We certainly agree with her that whilst we have made significant health gains, we still have many challenges which we must confront with bold evidence-based interventions. There are many global health challenges that we need to deal with as member states individually and collectively. Besides natural disasters, which are still largely out of our immediate control, with many associated with climate change, we also have crises caused by irrational actions of our fellow human beings. Unfortunately, Mr. President, we are still also confronted by many communicable diseases while also experiencing the growing epidemic of non-communicable diseases. Even as we move towards the deadline of MDGs, we are already thinking about what we need to do post-2015. We need to learn lessons from our ability to reach the current MDGs targets and use these lessons in designing and implementing the post-2015 health agenda. South Africa has made steady progress towards our MDG targets. However, the ravages of HIV, AIDS, and TB in particular, coupled with a weakened public health system, has resulted in our inability to meet some of the health-related MDGs. I am grateful, therefore, that the WHO has placed the strengthening of health systems, particularly the implementation of universal health coverage, at the center of the health sector reform. This is a prescription that South Africa needs and one that my government has fully embraced. South Africa has one of the largest HIV challenges globally, with more than 6 million of its 52 million people living with HIV. Since 2009, we embarked on an accelerated implementation strategy, and today we have got more than 2.5 million people on antiretroviral therapy. This has resulted in significant increase in life expectancy. Putting people on life-saving medication works. This was achieved by the global community showing solidarity with countries with a significant burden of disease from HIV, with development assistance, and by activists demanding that prices of ARVs be affordable for countries in the South. The HIV epidemic and our successes has shown that global community has shown what global community can achieve with global social solidarity. We need more of this type of action as we continue to fight community diseases and we begin to mount our post-2015 interventions, which must also focus on non-communicable diseases. We know that the risk factors of NCDs are, we must work as a global community to fight those multinational companies that make profits from selling products that we know to be causing serious ill health. We must demand health before profits. TB continues to place significant burdens on communities in Africa, including Southern Africa, where it is the twin of HIV. In March this year, South Africa, Lesotho, Mozambique, and Swaziland signed a harmonized framework for the treatment of TB among mine workers. Many other countries in our region are considering signing this framework, which will ensure that mine workers and other economic migrants in the region will receive the same drug regimens throughout the region. We'll also be able to refer and found a common database. As the chairperson of the Stop TB Partnership Board, I wish to draw the attention of this assembly to the global ravages TB wreaks on individual families, communities, as well as countries. It is disheartening that we have achieved only 2% reduction in TB incidence. At this rate, in order to achieve the target of 10 new infections per 100,000 populations, we are going to take 168 years. So this World Health Assembly must adopt the global plan to stop the TB 2016-2020. During this decade of vaccine and to accelerate 40th anniversary of the expanded program on immunization, South Africa has introduced the HPV vaccine in our vaccine program. During the March and April this year, 350,000, that is 9-year-old girls, were given the first dose of the HPV vaccine. We hope that the vaccine, as well as cervical cancer screening, will help us to deal with these diseases. However, even as we introduce new vaccines, we must ensure high coverage of existing vaccines. We wish to conclude with thanking the Director General for putting the threat of antimicrobial resistance on the global agenda for urgent attention. South Africa has established a task team to develop a plan to tackle antimicrobial resistance and will participate in both regional and global initiatives to ensure that this issue does not threaten the national and global health. In this regard, a summit is being organized in South Africa in the month of July this year. Finally, even as we continue to focus on attaining the target set in the Millennium Development Goals and focus on designing the Sustainable Development Goals, that is the post-2015 agenda, we insist that the following, which I call the health triplets of sustainable development, must be included in the post-2015 agenda. Number one, the current MDG 4, 5, and 6 must continue. Number two, universal health coverage has to be part of the agenda. And lastly, non-communicable diseases. These triplets are essential if our healthcare system are to show any signs of improvement. I thank you for your attention.